Hi everyone, Saint Mean here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Shapur, and here's what he's got to say. Hello, Saint Mean. I follow your channel because you're one of a kind in the MGTOW community. Recently, a show I watched talked about the negative effects of eating animal products and how we can benefit from a vegan diet. Mr. Neil Bernard also spoke about this in one of his conversations with the podcast host called The Diary of a CEO. I've started trying that diet for the past 3 weeks. It consists of legumes to replace the protein, vegetables, fruits, whole grains, and vitamin B12. Since then, almost all of my health issues have disappeared, which means no more depression, headaches, insomnia, being horny all the time, and my emotions have been regulated better. Also, no pain in my joints, no backaches, no gassy belly, or even heartache. I also lost 10 pounds since COVID, which made me 30 pounds overweight. Overall, I feel happier. This is like a new life given to anybody who tries it. Please share this with your audience as we might actually be able to save some new people from being hooked to the system as Neo depicted in the Matrix film. And don't forget to check out Dr. Neil Bernard's YouTube channel as he explains how people can get rid of a lot of health issues just by eating properly and avoiding animal products. If it's possible, please don't leave YouTube. People need you. Cheers. Well, Shapur, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. I'm almost on the diet you speak of. Recently, I became a pescatarian and now the only animal products I eat are fish. Wild salmon, to be exact. Chicken, for example, also has arachidonic acid, a fatty acid to directly feed cellular production of inflammatory chemicals. Beef, for me, is even more inflammatory, and I did an experiment last summer and ate only sirloin steaks, one per day for a couple of weeks, and the inflammation got really bad. Pork does the same to me as well. But at the same time, eating beef gave me more energy than I knew what to do with, and I felt better than at any other point in my life. But it also made my inflammatory issues worse, as well as my nail psoriasis, so I had to stop it. A lot of people have told me to eat a carnivore diet. If it wasn't for autoimmune issues, I'd probably be eating that today. But also remember that sugar is also inflammatory, and maybe you should throw out fruits and whole grains out of your diet as well. Let me suggest you put some more olive oil into that diet. I get most of my calories from that and it's been great for my health. The way I see diet, what works for you won't work for somebody else. Everyone should do an elimination diet and see which foods bother them and which ones help them. The only reason I'm still eating fish besides the fact that I need vitamin B and my body has a hard time processing B vitamin pills is because it's anti-inflammatory and helps me more than it hurts me. Even the foods that are mostly good for us sometimes have negative side effects. Dairy is highly inflammatory as well, and I've thrown that out of my diet too. But it's not just diet that gives us problems. There are tons of things that cause inflammation like lack of quality sleep as well as stress, which is the biggest one. Also, I'd be worried if I were you. It's a testosterone drop which makes you less horny. Your T levels are probably going down, which might be a concern and not something you should celebrate. That means less muscle mass as well as bone density, and the drive to work and produce falls down. Less pep in your step, so to speak. I'll discuss more in a moment. But first, let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, Chris Whalen. He's a U.S. business tax expert serving clients in North America and abroad. The first consultation is always free, just like men going their own way. He's also a fellow MGTOW and will keep your pills red, but brings your books back to black. Reach out to Chris Whalen, CPA, today for all your personal and business accounting needs before taking care of your sexual needs. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to food may be the best medicine, but sometimes it has side effects, Clown World Show. A good example of that is when I cut out grains and carbohydrates and started eating spinach salads each day. Within a year, I had horrible kidney stones that had to be surgically removed because of all the calcium oxalate that I was eating. Eating chicken started giving me bad reflux recently, and when I cut it out, things were good. But I wasn't getting enough magnesium, so I started getting leg cramps and had to increase my magnesium supplementation by 50%. I don't have as much energy as I did when I cut out chicken 2 months ago, but that's better than choking on acid all the time. I think the problem is that most people are beta orbiters and not alpha leaders when it comes to diets. They listen to others and copy their diet thinking it's going to work for them. What they don't understand is that they have different underlying illnesses and food tolerances. Up until the age of 35, I could eat anything I wanted, with zero side effects. I'm not going to take medication to compensate for those side effects now. So instead, I just have to adjust my diet. I've taken care of cats and dogs that were middle-aged and beyond, And as they got up there in age to maximize their health and lifespan, a thing I had to do was get them on a healthier diet. And for a few years their ailments went away, and they did really well. That's all I can do with myself as well. Here's hoping that artificial general intelligence will be here soon to de-age us, and allow us to eat whatever garbage we want again. But until then we'll have to adapt to what our body is saying. Whatever that dye may be, and it's a personal one to boot. As for why women are getting so fat, for most of history, calories were scarce. And people that survived back then ate as quickly and as much as possible. Their descendants are here with us today. Now food is abundant and relatively cheap, but they've inherited ancient appetites. Plus, women being unable to take accountability for their bad behaviors oftentimes blame weight gain on hypothyroidism instead of their own gluttony. In a minority of cases, that's the cause. But since women are allergic to accountability, that's the easiest answer to cling to. God forbid they stuff their face too much. It's not just weight gain that's a problem for them, but also the health conditions that come about as a result of it. I find the majority of women don't have the discipline or willpower to say no to things that taste great, and are willing to suffer the consequences as a result. As a man, the only way I've been able to resist the terrible temptations of food is through health consequences that cause me pain. But I've spoken to women that have had hip replacements, diabetes, and cancer, and they still won't adjust their diets based on the consequences. They have a hard time accepting that their appetites get them to choose foods which are affecting them in a bad way. They appear to ignore cause and effect to their detriment. I've also known some women that went on vegan diets and their health got worse, because instead of eating meat, they ate more sugar and carbs. Those things are more likely to promote cancer growth because cancer's primary source of fuel is glucose, but they also live on glutamine. So instead of feeding cancer, maybe some people need to continue eating tasty carcasses found in your local grocery store meat locker. What I would do is try and balance your diet. Find the meats that don't cause your knee inflammation and indigestion, Shapur. Also, how you prepare your meat is important. The softer it is, the less your body has to work to digest it. Some people eat meat as hard as leather, thinking it's not going to be a problem. I would also be careful with how much you've upped your sugar and carb intake. When I first took all grains and complex carbohydrates out of my diet because they were causing reflux, I added more sugar to my diet because I needed to get my calories from somewhere. That increased my overall bodily inflammation and caused my psoriasis to erupt. When I got rid of my reflux, I thought life was great again, only for it to take a horrendous turn for the worse. Diet is a very delicate balance, like when you're an older person in a retirement home, and they haven't figured out which combination of medications they have to give you which don't cause too many side effects. Hopefully by the time we get that old, AI will figure out our own individual genes and figure out which therapies and medications to tailor for our own individual bodies. I've also rarely met women that have the problem-solving skills to figure out diet, but I don't think they'll have to as artificial intelligence starts to sort most of humanity's problems out. But even when AI gives most people the perfect nutritional information, they still won't eat the foods that will make them feel good and give them great health. Unless, of course, the AI also gives them consequences. But then again, with women, most of the time they'll just ignore them. I'm also thinking that the first cybernetic enhancement many humans will be doing to their bodies will be to alter their colon, so we can eat whatever we want without suffering the consequences. For example, it'll only give us the nutrients of ice cream and cookies without the cost of our health. The person that makes a device like that is a trillionaire. But it also won't be a person. It'll probably just be an AI. I know I would certainly enhance my body so I don't have to eat only 10 types of food for the rest of my life. Shapur asks for a new diet. Maybe it's revealed that your testosterone levels are way too low, and that you might need to up them through more physical activity. That's something that people don't really talk about. The fact that we're a way more sedentary species these days, and that leads to lower levels as well. The first studies to find lower testosterone in men in Europe back in the 1950s found that those that watched television had the lowest T-scores. Those were also the most sedentary people. I suggest people walk around while listening to podcasts and watching YouTube channels, so that might actually boost their testosterone a bit. That's what I do. I get my dopamine from using my phone while walking. Women also claim they're good at multitasking. Maybe they can walk around the block while gnawing away on a bucket of chicken or something. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Shapur for the donation as well as the topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that Shapur needs to smash those testosterone pills to get back his libido while attracting women while wearing a Speedo. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized. And if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45 US, and I won't rush out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the diet gurus that claim they have the perfect one-size-fits diet for everyone away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.